This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me in this studio is Stephanie Bikert. She's the honorary chair and daughter of Medal of Honor recipient Gary Bikert. Also, John Salter. He's the Heroes Ball event chair for the Cancer Support Community Big Gala. Heroes Ball that is coming up in just a few weeks from now. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me, you're both involved with Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club. It's a great organization. And if somebody's not familiar, what is the work that they do there?
Yeah, Cancer Support Community of Rochester, they've been around since 1959, and they've had several name changes throughout that time. So it's Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club is the technical name for it. It's a long name, and it's a really big mission. Their mission is that no one faces cancer alone. They provide emotional, educational, and social support groups for anybody battling cancer, as well as their family or their caregivers.
And it's really an incredible facility that you guys have, too. I've been there a handful of times now. I mean, it's beautiful. It's like a combination of a really nice office, but a house with kitchens and living rooms and fun, comfy spaces,
yes,
too.
If I could speak to that a little bit. The first time I went in there was for a press conference for, they launched support groups specifically for veterans, and of course I wanted to support that. And I'll tell you, walking through that facility, my eyes welled up. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
So my heart just keeps on pounding with the fact that people need to know about this. It would have made a huge, huge difference to my family. And I know my dad would have been right on board with this whole thing. It's just a very comfortable, like you said, place and feels like home. And there's something for everyone there, you know, even the kids. So every part of the family has a part there.
Which is huge because, yeah, when, you know, when somebody does get that awful diagnosis, it's not just them, it's the spouse, the kids, the other family members that are affected in different ways by,
yes,
that too. And it's a full,
right,
service kind of thing going on there.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And really, Stephanie, you mentioned the veterans thing. That is something that I had never heard of before, the specific veteran-led support group and services that,
right,
they're providing there.
Right. Yeah, the community, you know, Nick Stevanovich spoke with Jim Love and said there's a huge need. He's getting at least one vet a day with cancer in his office. So there's a gigantic need in this community for that. And Cancer Support Group community just jumped right on board with that. They're really wanting vets to know that that's out there. So, you know, people, if you have a veteran and you know of a veteran or a family that's suffering with cancer, you know, this is an amazing place to turn to.
I've spoken to some of the folks at CSC before, and they say it can be hard not only when you get that diagnosis of cancer, but when you're a veteran, yeah, as you know from your father, you know, they're strong people. They've been built to go,
exactly,
to battle, and it's hard sometimes to open up and ask for that help that maybe they really do need.
Right. And I think the fact that they also support the caregivers maybe would help them to,
yeah,
to not think it's just for them.
Right.
As many vets live selflessly like my dad did, but also just having a community where people understand, you know, as veterans, they face maybe some things that other people don't face. Like, cancer is a battle within itself, but some of these vets have, you know, faced in battle, you know,
sure,
in war. And one thing I saw with my dad was that he really battled through his cancer battle. A lot of his PTSD came back. So other vets would understand that, you know, and just talking about that, I think it's really important.
And I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, the group is led by a veteran, which makes a huge difference as well. Like you're saying, if they're,
yeah,
trying to open up like that. So that program meets every second and fourth Tuesday over at Gilda's Club Cancer Support Community with other veterans. There's so many different programs in there. I know they're doing guitar classes. They do,
yeah,
cooking classes.
They have an art room.
Yes.
Yoga, everything.
Yeah.
It's really, really an amazing gem right here in our neighborhood that I had never really,
yes,
fully realized. Like, I knew of Gilda's Club and the red door outside, and I've driven down the street many,
right,
times, but never gone inside.
And, yeah, you can't tell from the outside. The building looks very tiny, but it just goes on and on and on.
It's true. It's very long,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
the back there.
Yeah.
And how did you get involved, John?
I got involved. We've had several family members and close friends that have battled cancer. Some have survived, some have not. And when I was looking to join a nonprofit board, I wanted to go all in on a cause that really was close to my heart. And to echo Stephanie's comments, the work that they're doing in the community is amazing. And our family members that have gone through it, if they would have known about the services offered at CSC, it would have made their journey a lot easier. And I'm also a really strong believer, having been on the board for the past 2 years, that the friendships formed with the members that never would have met otherwise had they not gone through this cancer journey together. Being able to see those friendships develop, it's really amazing.
And it was incredible. I went to the Heroes Ball last year, and just hearing some of the the folks that had gone through support programs there, and how impactful it was for them. And there was one gentleman, and I forget his name right now, older gentleman, and he had basically said it kept him alive longer because he was able to become mentally healthier, even though his body was suffering with the cancer. And it can have a huge impact, as we have said.
Oh, yeah.
Hospitals are really challenged right now to have the time and the resources to be able to treat for the emotional and the social support, the educational support aspect of it. And that's where the organization comes in and does a lot of good.
And we should say all of these services, by the way, are offered at no cost to folks that are dealing with this cancer journey. So no cost, which is huge.
Correct. Yeah, no cost, and all of the funds raised stay in the Rochester area.
And that's huge, too. It's not a big, organization where money's being shipped off to D.C. or out west or anything like that. It's staying right here in Rochester, helping people that are our friends, our neighbors that are dealing with the awful diagnosis of cancer, as we've said. One of the ways you guys do that is, of course, fundraising, and you've got a pretty big event coming up on June 10th. You want to tell us some more about that?
Sure. The Cancer Support Community of Rochester's Heroes Ball is going to be on Saturday, June 10th. This is going to be in conjunction with the Rochester Cocktail Revival, and it's really shaping up to just be a fantastic evening. There's a limited amount of tickets left, but they are still available if you are to go to cscrochester.org/HB2023. You can purchase tickets there or just go to cscrochester.org. And the event, it's going to be giving out several awards for local heroes. Stephanie will be receiving on behalf of her late great father. So we got a lot of very nice auction items that are coming up also. Wonderful corporate sponsors, including Wilmot. So we're really excited that everything is coming to fruition now. Stephanie and I have been involved from day one in regards to the planning. So all this hard work that's going in and the light at the end of the tunnel, we're going to have a lot of smiles that night. We're going to raise a lot of money for a great cause and help people.
That's awesome. And it's cool, to see in this post-pandemic world to get back out in the community like that. I'm thinking about, back when the pandemic was going on and we were doing these things like virtually or remotely, and you're right. Community members can come, and this is open to the public. If you want to come, grab a ticket. As John said, it's going to be Saturday, June 10th at Radio Social, and a way for you not only to learn about the organization, but support the organization. So much going on, and I love that they're going to be honoring your father as well, Stephanie. That'll be really nice. I mean, he had such a big heart in our community and wanted to help so many people out.
And with the award they're giving him is the Christy Simonetti Award. And I think anybody that knows her story knows she brought the whole community together with her cancer battle. And that's the same heart and spirit that my dad had. So that's very special to my family.
We are talking with Stephanie Bykirk and John Salter. They're involved with the Heroes Ball that's coming up for Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club here in Rochester. You guys have also partnered with a really cool organization talking about Cocktail Revival this year. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. The Rochester Cocktail Revival, it is, I believe, the only week-long spirits festival in the country. Funds raised from that, portions of that go to support Cancer Support Community of Rochester, and it's just a really fun week-long event. The Heroes Ball is going to be on the tail end of it on that Saturday, but the Cocktail Revival will be going out throughout the week, and they have several very fun events coming up, including mixology classes, Battle of the Bartenders. If the pandemic has proved anything, it's that alcohol is recession-proof.
Yeah.
So they're always really, really well-attended, and there really is an art to making drinks, so I think everyone will enjoy themselves responsibly, of course.
Again, is a tied in week long, but again, at the end of Heroes Ball as well, if folks want to check that out. And again, all the money raised at this event, at this Heroes Ball, will stay right here to support all the programs that we've been talking about, the veterans programs, the family programs at CSC Rochester. And you mentioned working with Wilma and URMC. Is that an ongoing partnership, John, as far as do you guys like refer to them or do they refer to you guys?
Correct. They've been wonderful with referring to us. So they'll take a look at their cancer patients that are struggling with the diagnosis and be able to refer them over to our services. And we just have an all-star cast at CSC, and they just do a terrific job with making sure that they're put into the right support groups, and not only the cancer patient, but their support system, their family. Cancer affects the entire family. It affects the spouse, the kids, everyone. So to be able to offer that resources helps an entire family go through that journey.
I'm thinking back to the first time a couple of years ago when I first walked in the building downtown and I saw the kids' room set up with the jungle gym thing and all the tables for them to paint on and color and all that. And it kind of hit me. I'd never thought of that before. I've had family members and friends that have had cancer, but I never thought, oh my gosh, what if that was me and I've got a 2-year-old kid? What would that do to him? How would he react? How would he be able to cope with that? And it kind of just hit me hard that, you know, I'd never thought of that piece of it, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
It helps, you know, being a mom, you know, and seeing that. My kids are a little older now, but I have a grandson, and he walked with his walker, with my dad, with his walker.
Aw.
So, you know, the whole family is gathered around whoever is fighting that battle, and that becomes the everyday, right, when you're a caregiver. And seeing that kids' room is like, wow, they can just come here and imagine and escape. And, you know, just for a little while, even not be in that environment, you know, even though it is an environment of love with your family. But it's just a little bit of an escape from the battle that the entire family is facing.
Which can be huge. It's that sense of, if you want to call it normalcy or whatever,
right,
for, you know, for a couple of hours to just play and have fun and get away from the stress that's going on in their lives. Mm-hmm. And that is huge. And that's why I love that you guys are always changing to the workshops or the different, you know, activities that you do, because it keeps it fresh, you know, and it pulls in different people who maybe, oh, they like music or they like this or different things, you know?
Right. Correct me if I'm wrong, John, but they do meals, right?
They do.
That's a huge factor, too.
And they'll have corporations go and volunteer their time and cook for a support group to help them out. And they will do cooking classes as well. They have a beautiful kitchen there. It's really a first-class kitchen. And the meals that they have for the prostate cancer group, for example, those are very popular. And you wouldn't think that a prostate cancer group would be amongst the most popular ones. You figure that, you know, men would naturally be a little bit more apprehensive to share their journey. But again, they're able to form just wonderful friendships, partnerships. They're able to learn about other people's journeys, and it helps them along with theirs, from asking questions with their medical professional, and really help. When you have commonality with someone going through the same journey that you are, it just makes it that much easier.
Yeah, 100%. And that makes sense, you know, because you can, they understand your pain and and stuff that you're going through. And I'm thinking, too, you made me think about, you know, just the awareness factor with men can always be a struggle, still is a struggle. And I'm thinking about the kits that you guys have been putting out in the community with the colorectal awareness and everything,
right,
and how huge that is. And I heard just the other day from your fellow member, Don, over there, that I think 2 or 3 people in the last couple of weeks they caught had no idea that they had cancer, and they tested positive with that test.
Yeah, it's really amazing what technology is doing now. They have take-home colorectal cancer kits, and I think 140 of them were passed out and 3 came back as positive. So potentially saved 3 lives.
See?
So it's exciting to think what other types of technology is coming out in the future so that we can proactively screen for this and stop it early on.
I'm wondering too, Stephanie and John, are you guys actively taking in, you know, maybe volunteers or groups from corporations that want to come in and do like a day of caring just happened the other day? So like you said, they come in and you've had groups come in and make meals for the support groups. Are there other opportunities like that?
Absolutely. We'll take any and all volunteers. There's always something to do there. And any corporation or individual that would love to get involved, we'd love to have you.
Right. Definitely. And just go to the website, cscrochester.org, for information on that.
Correct.
Again, we are talking with John Salter and Stephanie Bykirk, CSC Rochester at Gilda's Club in particular, getting excited for the big Heroes Ball that you guys have coming up a few weeks from now on June 10th. This thing is going to be at Radio Social. It is open to the public. Seats still available if you'd like to come. And you can get more information on those tickets on your website. And I'm wondering, too, if somebody can't make it, will the auction be online? Is that an option?
Yeah, the auction is online. So you can get right on the website and participate in that way. And there's lots of exciting auction items, so get on there. And if we do sell out, there are ways to support still. So, you know, any companies, corporations, individuals that want to, you know, monetarily support this amazing program, go ahead. They really are doing God's work, in my opinion.
And opportunity, if Stephanie, if somebody's listening and they can't make it, but they want to take a tour of the facility that we've talked in pretty good detail about, is that an option too?
Absolutely. We can arrange a tour of the facility, and it really is deceiving just how large the facility is when you drive by it on Alexander Street and see the big red door. You don't realize just how far back the building goes. So more than happy to give any tour. The organization's going to be able to grow and help more people with more eyeballs being on the organization.
Exactly.
So a large event such as the Heroes Ball 2023 is going to allow us to do just that, and we're just going to be more thrilled to be a part of it.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited for it. I'll be there for sure. I know a few of us here from the radio station gonna be out that night to support you guys. Because we've seen, like you said, the work that you guys do and just trying to draw more attention and excitement towards CSC Rochester. I appreciate you guys coming in this morning. We'll see both of you there. And we appreciate everything that your dad did too, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me this morning, guys.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.